A senior CSIRO scientist says job cuts to the organisation's climate research section are trashing Australia's international reputation. Dr. John Church is a sea level rise expert who works for the company in Canberra, in Hobart. He appeared at a Senate committee hearing examining the impacts of the plan to cut 350 jobs around Australia. The CSIRO says the jobs will be replaced with new positions, but climate scientists say their role in adapting to climate change is not being fully considered. Felicity Ogilvie reports from Hobart.
After almost 40 years at the CSIRO, world-renowned scientist John Church's job is in the firing line. An expert on sea level rise, Dr. Church was responsible for recruiting many of the world's best scientists to work in Hobart over the years. But now he believes those days are over.
I have been here a long time in this organisation. I recruited many of the people, in fact, that we've heard from today, that we've heard of today, the Steve Rintouls of the world. Our reputation is now trashed internationally. We could not attract those people again at this time. It would require a very significant new investment to convince international, leading international people to come to Australia.
And he explained scientists are worried about losing their jobs, so they are applying for positions elsewhere. As well as that, international students are staying away.
We had a Chinese student lined up to come in a couple of months' time. Since this announcement, that student has decided they will not come to Australia, they will not come to Hobart, they will instead go to USA.
PM has been told that the climate scientist may find out next month who still has a job. The CSIRO's Chief Finance Officer, Hazel Bennett, has made it clear that up to half of the staff who work in two programs that measure climate may go. 140 scientists work on climate change in Hobart, Melbourne and Canberra. Dr. Richard Mateer is one of the scientists who may lose their jobs.
I was attracted here because I looked at the great work that was being done, the breadth of the research we did, and I feel like this latest switch is really pushing us down this commercialization route. And this commercialization of CSIRO might be good for CSIRO, but I like just to step back and think of what it means for the nation. Is it in the long-term interest of Australia to get out of public good science? And I ask, I think not. That's why I'm speaking here.
The chief executive of the CSIRO, Larry Marshall, is moving the organisation away from measuring and monitoring climate change to instead focus on how to adapt to it. Almost 3,000 scientists from around the world have written to the CSIRO CEO and the federal government urging a change of mind. One of the key concerns of the international community is a fear Australia won't be able to keep promises made at the Paris Climate Change Conference. The CSIRO's Executive Director of Environment, Energy and Resources, Dr. Alex Wonhouse, told the Senate hearing Australia can now have a meaningful contribution in the adaptation and mitigation of climate change. But there will be a reduction in climate science.
I do understand that the reduction of investment in the climate science space will reduce, but certainly not eliminate our capability to contribute to things like the IPCC process.
A spokeswoman for the Science Minister, Christopher Pyne, says Australia is meeting all its international obligations on climate change, including those related to the Paris Agreement, and that Australia remains committed to climate change research.
Felicity Ogilvie in Hobart.